So it's Dylan and I again. We got cut off, so we wanted just to finish our conversation here really quick and just bring it all back to hope. You know, depression, anxiety, mental illness. If y'all have read the news about Naomi Judd, you know, she passed away 2 days ago, and they didn't use the word suicide, but her daughters released a statement stating that she, you know, mental illness took her, and so it doesn't really take much to figure out what that probably was, and she's probably battled it her entire life. Anybody listening to this has probably been touched some way by suicide attempts, self-harm, and self-harm can come in so many different areas. You know, you immediately think of cutting or, you know, doing this. Eating disorders can start from self-harm. It just the list goes on and on and on. And when you get down to all of this, it just feels like, you know, so many people just don't have hope. They don't feel like there's a way out. And I just want to come here and say that's a lie. You know, that's a lie straight from Satan. Because that's not true. You know, it's not. And if we could somehow just break through the barriers that the walls that people have put up around themselves to not even allow hope to come in. You know, I think when Dylan was talking about, you know, him staying right there in the middle, you know, it's almost like he didn't even want to allow hope because he was scared of what if it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And that is just such a scary, sad place to be. To be in a place with no hope. But there is hope. There is someone out there. You have doctors. You don't even have to go to a doctor that specializes in mental illness. You can go to any doctor, your family doctor, your gynecologist, as for women. That's where I started with mine in my early 30s. He's the one that helped me get the help that I needed. Any doctor will listen to you. I promise you that you have a friend that will listen to you. That's probably struggling with the same things you are and is scared to say it. And maybe you need to say it in order for them to say it. You have someone at your church that's willing to listen to you. I mean, people have such, you know, say bad things about social media. But there are groups, there are things on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, anywhere, everywhere for you to get help. If you're local here in Morgan County in Alabama, on May 14th, the Morgan County School Board Mental Health Awareness is having a fair on May 14th at Veterans Park in Decatur or in Priceville. And my gym, 3D Fitness, is going to be a part of that. We're actually going to be offering some relaxation exercises and stretches. There's so many vendors that are going to be there just to help support anyone that might be struggling, that needs resources. That's just what I want to come out and say. The resources are there. You just got to let go and find the help that you need. Mm-hmm. What do you got to say about that, Dylan?
Just like she said, you know, there is hope. And also, like she said, me wanting to stay in the middle did feel hopeless, but it felt like I was kind of keeping my, you know, shielding myself away from having, you know, some sort of, you know, letdown.
But that's not a way to live.
That's not a way to be at all. It's exhausting.
Yes.
Because you're just constantly fighting everything that's going on nonstop just so that you can, quote unquote, control yourself when really you're doing the opposite. You're driving yourself crazy by doing that.
Yes. You know, fighting's good. You got to keep fighting, but you don't have to do it alone. Right. Don't do it alone.
Right. And that's something, not saying I figured that out yet. I definitely haven't, but it's...
You're starting.
I'm starting to do, for sure.
And I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
And I love you so much.
I love you too.
You promise?
I promise.
Am I the best mom ever?
Yeah, you're the one choice.
So. Stop it! All right, guys. Well, we thank you so much for listening. And if you need help with resources, if you need contacts to therapists, I will do my best to help you find anything that I can. If you are a mom and you have a son, especially since I'm talking to my son, that you know, that's experiencing some things and might want to talk to somebody his same age, I'm pretty sure that Dylan would listen and talk.
Oh, for sure.
Again, we are not experts. All we can do is listen. And that's probably the best thing that anybody can do, is just listen to somebody.
Correct. And also then, something that we're not is judgmental in
zero.
Anyway.
Zero judgment, because we have... what's the word?
I promise you, I have all the crazy thoughts in the world.
And done all the wrong things and didn't handle things right. Yep. And yes, so yeah, definitely judgment free here. We just want you to grab hold of hope and see it.
Right.
And see that light that's there for you, because it is.
Yeah.
This is a good life. You were created for a reason. God created you in His image. He loves you so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. He cares about every single detail in your life. Even when you have those moments where you hate Him and are upset with Him, He still loves you. And He can even use that to open up doors and gates to heal you in ways that you didn't even know you needed it to be healed. That's our God. That's our God. Thank you again, and just remember, you are enough. Bye.